We have two contracts with SEIU in our Albert Lea facility. One is the SEIU General Group, which is the majority of the workers who are striking. It's about 70, 75 employees. They have not even asked for a bargaining session between May of 2017 and last week. And the recently scheduled meeting, which is at the end of the month, has yet to occur. The other group is our maintenance group, and that's about six employees. And we have had recent negotiations on the contract for that group, and the union has yet to schedule anything going forward. So it's interesting that they would suggest that we're bargaining in bad faith when they've not been at the table. Also, the timing is really regrettable and unfortunate. It's, you know, the holiday season, and this will, I'm sure, be an anxious time for employees with lost wages during the holidays. So it's regrettable that the union chose to do that. In terms of the one-day strike, we have notified, that when the union notified us of their intent to strike for one day, we have notified them repeatedly, numerous times since then, that our contractual obligations with the replacement worker group require a seven-day contract. So the strike for one day means they're out of work for a week. We have no other choice because we need to maintain safe patient care. We are still opting to pay for the workers' benefits during that time. And the maintenance workers, the six workers, we didn't need to hire replacement workers for them. The supervisors are going to take over those tasks for that day. So they're welcome back on the 20th. So we're doing everything we can to minimize the impact for our employees. And it's really regrettable that the union has made the choice to put their members through this at this time of year. It's upsetting, frankly.
Ginger, at this point, is there any way to avoid this strike happening on Tuesday that you can think of?
Well, come to the table and negotiate. It's really frustrating that they haven't scheduled, they haven't even been to the table since May, and the date that's scheduled hasn't occurred yet, and they're striking when they could come to the table and have meaningful dialogue.
You know, Ginger, I'm hoping to talk to one of those folks here at some point this afternoon to get, of course, their side of things here, so I don't want to put you in an awkward position, but I'm just curious if what do you think the possible goal is here if what you say is true and they haven't come to the table, that they would be conducting this strike and sort of disingenuously putting the focus on you folks?
You know, I personally don't think that the strike is about employee health care or bad faith bargaining. It's about the union using threats and attempts at intimidation to try to influence the negotiations process. What they're saying they're striking about are the benefit plans. And we have the same benefit package for all Mayo Clinic allied health employees. It's a very generous package, one of the best in the industry, and certainly one of the best in the region. And the SEIU employees are not losing their benefits at all. We are simply seeking to have both the general and maintenance employees contract on the same terms as all other Mayo employees. For consistency and fairness, internal equity, it's very important to do that. SEIU has lost or withdrawn all of the unfair labor practices they've filed with the NLRB until just the other day. Just yesterday, they filed a new one, and that's yet to be ruled on. Their most recent loss at the NLRB was in late September, where the division judges ruled that Mayo Clinic has fully complied, and we have been negotiating in good faith. So, again, it's really unfortunate that they're choosing this time of year in particular, but also that they haven't even been at the table. It's not in their members' best interest to do it this way rather than to come to the table and have meaningful dialogue.